This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today warned that any misadventure by Pakistan in the Sir Creek area would be met with such a decisive response that both history and geography will change. Mr. Singh attended a multi-agency capability exercise and performed the Shastra Pujan ceremony in Kutch held on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. Union Minister for Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that under Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme ECMS, the government has received investment applications worth 1,15,351 crore rupees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that the date of application under the scheme was closed yesterday and the number of applications received under it is historic. He said the trust built over the last 11 years is now translating into investment, employment generation and production. The union minister said that against a target of 59,350 crore rupees investment, applications worth over 1,15,000 crores were received. Besides against a production target of 4,56,500 crore rupees, production estimates of over 10 lakh crore rupees have been received. On the occasion of Mahatma Gandhi's birth anniversary, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched a nationwide discount sale on Khadi and village industry products under the GST Bachat Utsav at Khadi Gramodyog Bhavan in New Delhi. A discount of 20% on Khadi garments and 10% on Khadi village industry products will be given to customers from today till 5th November during Khadi Mahotsav 2025. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah appealed to the people of the country to promote the use of Khadi and encourage the campaign of adopting Swadeshi products. Sir Sangh Chalak of Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh RSS, Dr. Mohan Bhagwat, today said that by becoming Atmanirbhar and being cognizant of global unity, we must ensure that dependence does not become a compulsion for us and we are able to act according to our own will. There is no substitute for Swadeshi and Swavalamban. He added that at the same time, we should also keep our international and trade relations intact, as no nation can live in isolation. The mutual reliance between nations is there to stay. The RSS chief was addressing RSS Centenary Year Celebration and Vijayadashmi Utsav program in the presence of chief guest former President Ramnath Kovind at Reshim Bagh in Nagpur this morning. Dr. Bhagwat also said that during the entire post-response period to the Pahalgam attack, we witnessed heartening scenes of the firmness of the country's leadership, the valour and war readiness of our armed forces, as well as the determination and unity of our society.
Recently, America adopted a new tariff policy. It might be for their own benefit, but its impact is being felt by everyone. The nation has to have all kinds of relationships, as no nation can live in isolation. But this dependence should not be turned into compulsion. Hence, we will have to become self-reliant. There is no substitution for Swadeshi, and we will need to become Atmanirbhar.
Swadeshi ka upyog karna padega.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared his thoughts in an article on the centenary of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, which was founded on Vijayadashmi in 1925 with a vision of serving the society and contributing to nation building. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 156th birth anniversary today. A series of functions is being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha was held at Bapu Samadhi Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. Leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi also paid tribute to the father of the nation Mahatma Gandhi on his 156th birth anniversary. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. In cricket, West Indies were 138 for 6 against India in the first test match being played in Ahmedabad. Earlier, West Indies won the toss and opted to bat first. The two-match test series between hosts India and West Indies marks the beginning of India's home season under the new skipper Shubman Gill in red ball cricket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.